All right, we're in the middle of the second week now of kids being out of school here in Michigan. It's going to go on until at least April the 13th. Until at least April the 13th. So we've got, you know, a lot more time of this shutdown. Another 3 weeks, basically. And I'm shocked that the schools have no plan from what I mean, I've got a kid in high school. Nothing's happening. A little survey about whether or not we had a computer a few days ago. That's it. No direction, no anything. Here to talk about that, Paula Herbart, president of the Michigan Education Association. Paula, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you, Steve.
So we have nothing going on with the kids. Now, we don't know when we're going back. Maybe April 13th. Maybe, possibly not at all. We don't know. I mean, we'll see what time tells, but here we are. All these kids are at home, and they had the president of the American Federation of Teachers on the program yesterday. He said, well, we can't really teach these kids because some kids don't have computers. And man, we got a lot of angry comments and emails saying, what, we've got 80% of the kids that don't get to get educated?
I'm surprised by your comment that your student has nothing going on, because I know that our members across the state are working vigilantly to make sure that students are getting online learning experiences. I know the school district that I'm from, where I taught for many years, is vigilantly working to make sure that students have their online experience, that they're
nothing. I can tell you right now,
remotely.
I can tell you right now, Paula, that my students
that don't have those kinds of things.
Paula, I can tell you right now, my student's a straight 4-point student, honor student, sophomore in high school. None of that. And I've talked to a lot of parents around the state. It's
so
not
surprising
unique
to me.
Well, it's not unique. Why do we not have, why can't we have a plan to educate kids?
I think that is, depending on where your student goes to school, it is unique. And I think that one of the things we need to do is understand that for students across this state, educators are stepping up in ways that are incredible under a circumstance that none of us could have predicted, right?
We're
literally building the plane while it's in the air and fabricating the
parts. Honestly, Paula, you know, that talking point is tired, and I've heard it like 4 times now from educators like yourself. I realize it's a tough time.
Well, I appreciate the fact that
and we're trying to figure this out.
But I'm telling you that there are students across this state that are experiencing and are getting educational experiences at home.
And are they getting credit for that? No.
You know, the only person that has jurisdiction, the people that have jurisdiction over whether or not the work that is being done at home right now will count, is the legislature. They have sole authority over that.
So there's no way that...
waive the day.
And I don't know this
say
answer.
That they don't have to be made up in order to say that they count now. And if they don't count, then we would
that's
have
a
to
different
make
issue
them up when we
that's
go
a
back.
Hold
to
on, Paula. The makeup time's a different issue. Let's focus on this. Can the governor? Because I don't know the answer. May I finish, please? Thank you.
Sure.
I would like to know if the governor can issue an executive order to allow online learning in Michigan. I don't know if she can or cannot. But if she can, I think
either,
she should.
To be honest with you, and this is such a new territory that none of us are certain. What I can tell you is that those of us that are working in public education, those direct educators, whether they're in the classroom or in the kitchen or food service, our bus drivers, they're delivering meals. But in the classroom, educators that I've spoken to, that I've seen online, that I've been in contact with, they've got websites up, they've got supports. Those people that don't have the internet connectivity are sending home packets with students when they're passing out lunch bags and breakfast bags and ensuring that our students are fed throughout this community. So there's lots of things going on in the schools that aren't necessarily having to do with the classroom. But those classroom educators, all the ones that I've been in contact with, and again, Steve, I'm just really surprised that your students doing nothing, because I know that they're getting education across the state in any way they can provide it.
Well, I sit here and I get the emails as well. There aren't any. And I can assure you, I got one email questionnaire several days ago about having connectivity to having a computer. I filled that out. After that, silence. Strange,
yeah, that
because my son goes to a private school.
I understand that they sent something out right away because they are concerned about students that don't have the ability to learn from home and whether
that's
or
all
not
fine and well.
It.
The fact of the matter is, we need a solution. We need, if the legislators have to vote on allowing kids to learn online. We need to do that today. We need the governor to get on board with that. We need you to get behind it, because from what I've read and understand,
we are. We're behind it 100%.
For online learning for credit.
We've been working vigilantly with Senator Shirky's office, Lee Chatfield's office, to ensure that we get some kind of directive that says we are teaching remotely and that it will count. And if it doesn't count, what is the plan for when students go back to school, and how do we extend the school year in order to make that happen?
Right. All of those things should be happening.
Yep.
And I hope that they are, because right now, if kids are being told, well, you can have an educational experience, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, Paula. And I agree with that. Paula Herbart here, the president of the Michigan Education Association. But 2 weeks into it, with another 3 weeks coming, I would expect that we had some sort of an idea, and yet we're not really getting there. So,
well, you know, I think that you're absolutely right. We need to come together with the legislature, the governor's office, all of the educational, like the Michigan Department of Ed, who enforces whatever the state guidelines are that the legislature sets up, and ensure that these students are getting the kind of educational experience that they deserve and are required to ensure that they're learning. And I can tell you that educators on the ground are ready to do that. We're waiting for, in some cases, we're proceeding until apprehended. All across the state, we've got educators doing it. And again, I'm just so surprised to hear that your student isn't, but I believe you. I don't think that you're not saying the truth. So what we need the legislature to do is say, okay, what is the plan? And we have to be a part of that plan, too. And we're willing to partner.
Well, maybe this is where the governor steps up.
What are we going to do for these students in the meantime? While they're
right, and I agree with that, Paula. We agree. We agree on that point, and we agree on a lot of it. I'm frustrated because I think that we need to have a better plan. And it's time for the governor to step up. Here's what we need to do, and tell the legislature, here's what we need to do. I've got to leave it there. We'll check back with you in a couple of days, because school's still going to be closed for another 3 weeks. Paula, greatly appreciate it. I do.
Yep. Thank you, Steve, and I appreciate your time as well.
Paula Herbart, President, Michigan Education Association, in the No Panic Zone.